And it's time to talk sport now with Andre Leslie. Hello, Andre.
Good morning, Fran.
Hey, Andre, let's talk football. Melbourne Victory had their last game of the season last night, but it wasn't the send-off they were hoping for, or some of their departing stars might have been hoping for.
Yeah, that's right. They had three big names signing off last night, the Victory, Carl Valeri, KCK Honda, and coach Kevin Muscat, who's been with the club for years. Unfortunately, it was a loss for them. There was their Champions League game up against Sanfrecce Hiroshima, and it's just been a terrible Asian Champions League campaign for the Victory, and it didn't end.
I don't think they've won one game, have they?
They haven't won one game, and this is the first time in, I think, seven attempts at that level that they have gone winless through a whole campaign. So pretty sad, really, that it ended on such a note. But in the same way, the fans were there really to celebrate these stars. There was a sign unfurled up in the stands, Kevin, Carl, forever in our hearts. Mm. So it was pretty feel-good stuff. And the fans stayed around after the match to celebrate. One classy goal for Ola Toivonen, their Swedish striker. And he showed some of his skills. And otherwise, actually, KCK Honda and Carl Valeri both had very good games. So that was nice.
Okay. And one of Australia's prominent sprinters is making the transition to rugby sevens.
Yeah, this is an interesting story, this one. Trey Williams, the man known as Quadzilla due to his huge quadriceps. He's has quite a presence online, as you can imagine, and he's the fourth fastest Aussie of all time. Perhaps more importantly, right, he has signed up to join the Rugby Sevens campaign until 2021. This is a real coup for Rugby Australia. I mean, he was one of the fastest Australians at last year's Comm Games, and he's made the choice to move at this stage to pursue his Olympic dream in sevens. Obviously, that's coming up in a couple of years' time. He's played a bit of rugby and a bit of rugby league in the past, but he's certainly not an experienced rugby player. I think telling is also the response from Athletics Australia's Darren Gotcher, who said it's a shame that Williams has been lost to athletics, and it's important we work hard to retain our talented athletes in the future. So, yeah, the subtext there is we need to do more to keep our athletes in athletics.
They didn't want him to go. And just finally, in cycling, Sydney sider Caleb Ewan is going well at the Giro d'Italia.
Yeah, he's going so well, he's decided to go home and have a rest. He had a second stage win in Novi Ligure. This is stage 11 of this Grand Tour event that cyclists out there will know. He's had otherwise top five finishes on many other stages. And now he's going home to rest up and recuperate for the Tour de France in July. Bit of a shame that he leaves now, but he's a sprinter and there's not many opportunities for him otherwise.
Right, okay. But we should keep an eye out for him by the sounds of it. Australia's cricketers have played their first warm-up game in Britain ahead of the World Cup. How'd they go?
Well, they put on a solid display. They won by 7 wickets against the West Indies. This is the first of 3 friendlies. They don't really count in international statistics or anything like that, but they are an interesting indicator ahead of this World Cup tournament. It's no real surprise that the Aussies have won there. They've been on song for a while now. They kept the Windies to just 229. Wickets were shared about, a couple for Mitchell Starc, Pat Cummins and Nathan Coulter-Nile. A bit of a shock in the run chase, though. Usman Khawaja got struck on the jaw by Andre Russell. He has been cleared of injury, so that's good news for the Australians because he will be an important batter in this tournament. The Australians also got the target they needed with over 11 overs to spare. And for those fans of Steve Smith and David Warner, Smith got a half century. Warner was dismissed pretty cheaply.
Okay, and star footballer Sam Kerr has again just missed out on a major international award. I want to say, when is she going to get the top gong? But is this just sort of parochial outrage, or has she been robbed?
No, I think it's probably fair that she didn't get it this time round.
What?
The winner was we're talking about the award, the BBC Women's Footballer of the Year award. So first of all, they're a little bit more European focused often, these sorts of awards. It went to the Norwegian striker Ada Hegerberg, who you may remember, she won the first Ballon d'Or last year.
I do remember that.
With that controversy around the awards ceremony. You've got to think, Ada Hegerberg's just scored 3 goals in the Champions League women's final. This is a pretty extraordinary level of goal scoring that this lady has been putting down for quite some time now. It's the second year in a row that Sam Kerr has come third in this competition. So she may well think, well, you know, when am I going to get it? I think if she wants to win these sorts of competitions, if that means things to her, then she should probably either move her career to Europe or score a bag full of goals at the upcoming World Cup.
Well, that's what we're going for. So, Andre, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Andre Leslie, you're listening to RN Breakfast. It's 24 minutes to 8.